Many presidents have been very open about religion, but President Bush's remarks on his faith have drawn more attention than most. As part of a series of commentaries on American presidents and religion, William McKenzie says Mr. Bush should take his religious expression even further.
President Bush often peppers his speeches with biblical or religious phrases, using them to clarify right and wrong. A year after September 11th, he borrowed from the Gospel of John to describe America. The light shines in the darkness, he said, and the darkness has not overcome it. Mr. Bush also uses religious language to convey a Calvinistic sense of duty. When he introduced his faith-based initiative, he called himself and others to service. Faith without works is dead, he says in echoing James. But the president does not often use religious language to convey a strong sense of social justice. Theologians call it the prophetic voice, the voice of Old Testament prophets who called on their societies to change their ways. It's the voice Martin Luther King Jr. used. He called us as individuals to repent, and he called us as a nation to reform. He pressed for individuals to love their neighbors, and he urged his country to change laws that discriminated against an entire people. Within Mr. Bush's own party, former Republican Senator Mark Hatfield, an evangelical Christian, spoke fervently about America's responsibility to the world's hungry, about compassionate capitalism, and about national renewal after Watergate and Vietnam. In developing his own prophetic voice, Mr. Bush would help himself. There are liberal evangelicals and mainline Protestants who'd welcome a call to, say, an environmental policy that respects growth and stewardship. Plus, a prophetic voice would help Mr. Bush internationally. He talked passionately and biblically in Uganda last year about America's responsibility to fight Africa's AIDS epidemic. He should now apply the same voice to the Mideast, where a message about peace with justice is needed, desperately. The crisis there is way past debate about boundaries. The real issue is whether Israelis and Palestinians can ever respect the dignity of each other, whether they can recognize that each is a child of God who deserves justice, and whether they realize the land they're warring over belongs not to them, but to their Creator. A moral message like that, delivered to both sides, would show the president doesn't use religious language just to support his causes. He also uses it to challenge others, for the sake of a greater good. It's hard for presidents to challenge the status quo. They're in charge of the status quo. But a broader religious vocabulary would help Mr. Bush expand his vision.
The comments of William McKenzie, an editorial columnist for the Dallas Morning News.